Welcome to the Easeful Uplevel, where we talk all things conscious entrepreneurship, spirituality, and upleveling without stress. Together, Aaron Tobias, our marketing expert, meets with Allison Borstad, our mindset expert, where we just get into the nitty-gritty of what it means to figure out who you are, what your purpose is, and what your next steps are. Our goal is to make it as effortless and easeful as possible, even when you're going through hard times. Our goal is to get our mindsets right and get our energy right so that we feel like we can attack anything, we can accomplish anything. Consider this your energetic upgrade of the day. We hope you love this episode. Hello, dear listener. Welcome back for part two of our incredible conversation with Elizabeth Juarez. If you haven't listened to last week's episode where we introduced her and went really deep into all sorts of amazing conversations regarding your inner child and your intuition and authenticity and playfulness and honesty, my goodness, it was one of my favorite episodes yet. So please go back and listen to it if you haven't already. But if you have and you've been waiting all week for this one, you are going to love this week's episode where Elizabeth will read both Aaron and I and our inner children and talk about how we work together. But we'll also extrapolate this to, you know, people at large in terms of how we can understand each other better, work together better, and be vulnerable with each other in a safe and authentic way. This conversation is so beautiful, and I'm so excited for us to dive back in. There is something really, I think, profound about this, and I'm really excited for the people who do listen to this podcast to receive all of this energy and knowledge and have it inspire a lot. Like, seriously, take notes. Like, actually go back and re-listen and take notes. Because it's funny, even as we've been speaking, you know, all of us here, I think the thing that we all have in common is that we're like, we're really intuitive. We're really tapped into the things unseen. We receive messages like wisdom in different ways. Like even this morning, that same client, she always calls me wise one. She's like, you're so wise. And it's so fun. I always chuckle at it because I'm like, well, this wisdom isn't coming from me. I'm literally, it's like I'm tapping into something and I get impressions and sometimes it's a picture and sometimes it's a word, but like literally, and I tell people like, well, this is what's coming through right now. And I'm not even necessarily doing intuitive healings. I just can't stop from doing it of like, this is the phrase I'm supposed to say to you now. And sometimes it's literally meaningless to me. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's crazy that you say that. Yeah. So I think it's just, so maybe all of that being said is, would this be a good time to transition into?
I would love to hear
inner child read, like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this.
I'm excited about it too.
Yeah, I think actually it's all on topic. I'll just like share with what I got. You guys are definitely soul sisters. Like I said, the readings that I do normally, what I'm sharing with you is a little different. Because we're being more playful here. But basically, you guys are like cut from the same cloth of spiritual essence. The way you guys showed up, I was in a Akashic Records room. It was like Dumbledore's library. It was like an old looking room. And you guys both have red books, one Aaron book, one Allison book. And they're both red, bright red, which is very fiery, very passionate. You guys are alive with energy. You guys like are like, if the books were butterflies, you guys like floated off the shelves. And you guys kind of find each other in different lives. So like if Allison, you're at the top of the bookshelf and Aaron, you're at the bottom, you guys fly out and like try to find each other, which makes a lot of sense why Aaron was like, I see you. And then he was like, you got me. Yeah, I see you. And so, which is hilarious because it's like you guys are, again, cut from like the same cloth. So you guys have the same essence to your books, to your energy. The difference, though, is that I was saying, Aaron, you're – so like your name was in like dark green and Allison, your name was in like sparkly gold. And so Aaron's energy is actually very grounded but very like – almost physical, and I keep saying punk rock, but it's like you're very physical. You're a mover. You're a pusher. You're a mover. You're like bossy, but you're like, you know, not bossy in a bad way, but bossy because you just know, and you're just like, come on, I know you're great, like, do it already, like, duh. You kept saying duh over and over, like, come on. And so
I mean, I did boss Allison around to be my friend. I was yes. like, you sit yeah. down and you be my friend now.
So that was the energy. That was the energy.
She's always been like, this is what we're doing. And I'm always like, okay. And I always have the sparkle.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Very true.
That is how we work yes. together.
That is how you came up, because Allison was very sparkly. So whereas you might be like earthy, Allison was very airy and very like movable, but you're like, okay. And you guys are like the twins holding hands, and you guys are like walking around, and you guys have a symbiotic relationship. Where like Aaron, Allison will bring out like the sparkle and the lightness and the airy in you, Aaron. And then for you, Allison, Aaron kind of grounds you and brings you back down to like focus and the mission and the bullseye, basically. So you guys bring out in each other like the opposite qualities, which is beautiful. You guys are like puzzle pieces fitting together. Aaron, you were telling Allison, you showed up as your 10-year-old, 9-year-old self from like fourth grade, and you were pushing.
There I am in the picture.
You were pushing Allison around. Allison, you showed up when you were about, you're probably like six, four, between like, I would say 4 and 6, and you had a little stuffed animal bunny rabbit. You had like overalls, striped shirt, your hair was down. And
dress like that all the time. I
think I know what bunny rabbit.
I know you had one. I remember. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's so cool, Elizabeth. I'm sorry. This is amazing.
And actually, hold on. Can I tell you? I was wearing. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was wearing a striped shirt in my kindergarten picture, picture, which I would have been like 5. Yeah.
So it's interesting. Bucket hats involved because Allison was also like a big fan of the bucket hat. She was so stylish.
How cute. I definitely saw like the striped shirt.
Oh my gosh, Allison, I know exactly what shirt she's talking about. That whole outfit.
I do too. Oh, I know. It's like wild.
This is wild. And
for reference, everyone at home, this is the first time that I've ever even like spoken to Elizabeth. So that's so funny. I hadn't even think about it. I was like, what? What was I wearing? Like, you actually remember before I did what I was wearing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay.
So what's interesting is that you guys show – so the inner child shows up based on, like, how the person is feeling. So, Allison, you showed up as your, like, younger, more vulnerable self because you're actually feeling vulnerable. And Erin showed up as her 10-year-old self because she's like, no, you got this. So you guys – like right now emotionally are in different places. And what was interesting is Erin through the picture, her first grade picture was like, I saw her pushing Allison, not in an aggressive way, but saying, Allison, come on, like you got this already, just do it. And Allison with her bunny rabbit's like, I don't know about this. I don't know. And the photo's doing two things. The photo is getting Allison to, that's Erin saying, wake up, Allison, wake up. And I keep sounding like a fluttering to like get your attention. The other thing though is it's Aaron's way of, or like Aaron's energy, which you obviously, Allison, resonate with a lot, of like getting you to remember to your playfulness. And so the question is you know, what were you doing when the photo would pop up? And you had mentioned that you're in a place of transition. And this actually popped up because there's a huge feeling within you, Allison, of a lot of resistance. You're resisting something. There's something that you don't want people to see, and you're just like shut down, closed off. There's a part of you that doesn't, and Aaron sees it, and Aaron's like, come on, wake up. Just do it already. I know you're good. Trust it. And so the resistance is, let me see, here's what I'm taking. So there's resistance within you where like you're taking action of the next, like you're taking the next step and you know it's the right step. Your inner child knows that there is the right step, but like you're just like, I don't know about this. I'm still not like sure 100%. And the message for you was like, lighten up, like lighten up. And so what ended up happening was I asked your inner child if she could show me like your heart space, which is like your room. And she's like, okay, all right, come on. And she like gives me her hand and we're walking to the heart. You're carrying your bunny rabbit. And we walk into a room and it's dark. And that was when Erin was like, she's got to lighten up. She's got to lighten up. And then Allison ends up getting like one of those light pulleys, like to turn on the light. And she turns on the light and it's a room full of crystals and diamonds and sparkles and shiny and gold. And the message is that basically baby Allison was like, I don't know if this is enough. And I was like looking at her like, what do you mean? I don't know if this is enough. She's like, I don't know. Is this too much? And it's a whole room of like crystal and diamonds and like jewelry and abundance and like. And I'm looking around and I told baby Allison, like, you got to open up a window and let the light in and let the sparkle. And the only way for you to show your sparkle and your essence is to open up the windows. It doesn't mean you got to, like, open up everything for the whole world to see or take. But the question for you to ponder is, where were you told that your brilliance was too much? Because it's time for you to open the windows and like to shine and to let all of that inner jewel and sparkle and diamond show. And there's a lot of beauty with this symbolism because first of all, sparkle. You sparkle, but it's a beautiful play with the light. You have to let the light in. You can't keep your treasure in a dark room because they're never going to sparkle. You're never going to see that. So you have to be able to know that you are capable of this brilliance, but it's a beautiful play of light and to be able to let more of that in. And you are going to shine, but there are ways for you to feel safe and protected at the same time. The other thing about light is light. It illuminates. It cuts through the dark. It creates this like magical, almost like, how should I say? It's like very piercing and it creates this like magical glittering alive quality, which goes back to your book of it being very like airy and like playful, but it's very stimulating and it's very activating and it gets people like, whoa, with open eyes and wonder. Let that happen. Like, let that sparkle come out. And then with the diamonds, I kept saying like crystals and diamonds and jewels.
I'm taking notes like a mad woman.
Good thing we're gaining this on recording.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to re-listen to this because a lot of this is really tracking. It's so funny too, even the sparkling things. I like to think that I spark other people and I help like light candles or like blow on them to like make the
fire. But girl, you got to spark it in yourself.
For sure.
You're sparking this. You're going to be sparking.
I love sparkling. Oh yeah, this is some deep stuff. I'm like, how are they?
I can't believe I showed up as my 10-year-old self in that photo.
I can. That's right. Yeah, it's so funny too. Of like when those pictures like showed up too, like the energy I was getting was like,
Allison, that's how I feel. My soul has been talking to you in this way a little bit.
Well, it was such a confirmation. Well, it's so funny too in terms of
like,
even
amazing. You're my favorite.
Erin and I think are coming into this magical moment of like really putting our brilliance together in this podcast too, and we want a lot of things to come out of this in terms of like groups and like and eventually likely a co-partnership business, right? Which like a lot of people are like that requires a lot of trust and a lot of open communication, which we have all those things, but to like be the vulnerability too of like even those commitments, right? And it was funny that that was the moment when like her little face showed up and I was like, of course this is the right move, obviously.
Yeah,
right. Like or even that question of like even the eggs in the basket thing of like where do you put your energy, and I was like, why do I feel pulled to put more energy into this than my own business? That's wild, right? I've been building a business for 4 years and that was a big thing of like, is this something to really lean into? And then again, like these, I always read them as confirmations of like, hell yeah, this is where the magic is. Cause we are that yin and yang, and the things that I miss at, like the things that my business lacks actually Erin brings with her groundedness. Right. And then, and I like to think, I help sparkle her beautiful, I get very organized business.
I get way too serious. I bring the chaos. And I have to call Allison and be like, listen, I am Capricorning to the max right now, and I need some Aries fire. Can you please give it to me? I know I'm like over-analyzing, over-stressing, over-organizing over everything. So thank God.
Like, let's just go to Sedona and play.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, we are going to Sedona, so it sounds like we need to buy some jewels.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crystals, diamonds, gold.
Mm-hmm. Some things that like draw to you. It's interesting too that you say about like the Aries fire, because part of the crystals is them being like so sharp. Like, Allison, you can cut through crap. Like, you can cut through things. And that's very necessary, obviously, to like trim away the fat and like where people might be like doing too much. And so it's the same quality also with like your Aries nature, where fire burns away things. Fire. So, for example, like with air and Capricorning too much, you kind of do a little purification with your energy, where it's like, all right, trim away all that no longer needs to be there. Let's get back to like the root and the heart of what it is. And then Aaron, your fire is like, your fire is actually the fire that like keeps the machine running. So with Allison, the fire is like melting away. Your fire keeps the Capricorn going and smashing through walls and everything, which is necessary. And so you guys are both motivated with this fiery energy, but it's used in ways that are very special to you. And what's interesting, Allison, is that the message, and you had said it, is that you're drawn to what lights you up in life and what gives you that sparkle, because you have that sparkle within yourself. But that resonance and that connecting, there's a fear that you're like, nah, this is going to end badly. This might have to do with like your conditioning and like, you know, being productive and all of that. And so part of this exercise, and I think the reason why Erin is being like, come on, not because she's pushing you for you guys to work together, but she's pushing you for you to trust, own, honor, and acknowledge that crystal, like crystal divinity within yourself, because that's the magic, and Erin can see that. And so the photo's like, come on, like, come on. It doesn't matter, basically, you know, if you guys work up together or don't work together, things happen. The first thing is that for both of you guys to be so grounded in 100% in who you each are, that together you create 200%, like a marriage almost, you know, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. And so I think Erin, you know, is, when her photo showed up, there's some contemplating to do, to ask yourself, when did you decide that your brilliance was to be hidden? You know, when did you decide if this is enough or not enough? And also look back to when the photo popped up, what feelings and thoughts and emotions were going through you at the time, because there's probably fear and doubt there. And those fear and doubt is where you need to get honest with yourself of what you're truly afraid of. Face them, and then they're going to dissipate, which ties together with like everything that we've been talking about. And obviously, you know how to do so. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful process.
This is like marriage counseling.
It's beautiful.
Elizabeth, you need to work with couples for sure. Everything no, that truly, is how I'm though. Feeling. I couldn't say better, but in a good way. Like when I look at you, Allison, I see just like the most gorgeous, brilliant person. And I always have seen that my entire life. Like anytime you'd ever come to me and be like, oh, I feel this way, I feel that way, I'm like, what are you talking about? You're amazing. You're brilliant. You're beautiful. Like, I just see this gorgeous, like golden aura around you. I just see like golden light when I see you. I don't see anything else. Like, sometimes your face isn't even there. It's just golden light. It's really, which you're really beautiful.
See, this is, this is so funny, because honestly, and that has never wavered once our whole childhood too. Erin has always been like my rah-rah. Like, we joke about being like our little like Delulu sisters. Where we're like, I could be like, Erin, I'm gonna be an astronaut. She'd be like, yeah, you are. And it's so funny, and it's like the only person who's ever come in with that much enthusiasm behind me, it's like Aaron and my husband are like the two people who have like just that unmet, and they're actually very similar in a lot of ways. It's like wild, actually. And so it's like, so my initial marriage to Aaron, right? But yeah, and it's funny too, because I think I've also always seen Aaron as being this like powerhouse, like watch out, like watch out world. And the same thing of like, once you actually like let yourself be as like wildly powerful as you are and allow other people to be triggered the hell out by it, right? Because there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be like, what are you, what is this, I can't handle this. But there will also be other people that'll be like, it's like, let's go, let's build the empire. Or like, once you let the Capricorn rip and you're like, I made all the spreadsheets, I went crazy with this, but also the empire is being laid, let's go. Like, it's just so funny that I've like, even when she was like tiny, where like people are like, Aaron's so quiet, I'm like, no she's not, I don't know what you're talking about, because like, there's always been, I've never been scared of you, but there's definitely a something of like, when Aaron says jump, you fucking jump, okay? Because like, first of all, she knows.
I love it.
She already knows. I already know she's right, but also you can't lie about the truth. And there's sometimes there's no saying no to Aaron.
I love
it. She's wise. She wields it, I think, very, I don't know.
She's very sweet.
She uses it all for good.
Yeah, I think.
Yes, very sweet. Exactly.
You have
powerful.
The sweet package on the outside, which is great, because, you know, I can relate to that, is that the sweetness is necessary, because even like, honestly, like you and I, Aaron, had our business like brainstorm last year, like in December, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It took me forever to like sum up the courage to write my newsletter, get my message out, until just last the other day. And I think you understand, even though that, I think you understand, like, even though that, like, you know, it's, you see the power in others, you also understand where they are and you allow them grace for that. I actually think the photo was you being more playful, because you guys get each other on that like spiritual level. And so you guys can play that way, but it sparks Allison's remembrance of playing and sparkle, and that doesn't have to be taken so seriously. But like with others, like strangers or other people not as close as you two, Aaron, you have a very sweet and just graceful and honorable way of honoring where the person is, giving them the information, giving them that groundedness, and an understanding that it might not be right away, but in divine time they'll wake up to it. So I think that's very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because sometimes it can feel very uncomfortable for me to give those messages, because usually I am like having to tell someone why they might be feeling uncomfortable, or illuminate the thing that they are like literally trying not to do or hiding from. So I appreciate that you said that, Elizabeth, and I love your newsletter. It is so good. And I did do a meditation this morning, and it was a gorgeous experience. So everyone needs to sign up for it.
Yeah, I want to sign up. Actually, can we just plug it now?
Yes, everyone sign up.
I want to sign up for your newsletter, so please tell everyone listening how they can follow you.
Meditation.
Okay, so you can go on my website at elizabethjuarez.com, and on my website there will be a link, or you can put in your email and get your free meditation. Basically, the meditation came because I believe that everyone can connect to their inner child and their inner brilliance without really needing a lot of things from the outside. Obviously, there's like personalization and tailorization, but to get yourself started, it can be free. So this meditation not only helps you connect to your inner child, but it teaches you how to create a practice where you can calm yourself, ground yourself, so that you are in a prime place to be able to connect to your inner child. So I wanted to give that for free and let it fly out into the world if you're interested.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved especially how long you spent on the grounding piece and that aspect of it. It really helped me this morning, especially since I was definitely feeling ungrounded with all the crazy energy flying around.
Yay! I'm glad. It's my, like, you know, we're talking about like fear and putting yourself out there. That's my first freebie. My voice is on it. Like, it feels so like intimate that for me to put it out there, I'm just like, oh, I hope it works and everything. It's it's nerve-wracking but exciting, and I'm so glad that you resonated with it.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And I'm so glad you put it out there, because you truly just like exude so much healing energy, Elizabeth. So like please keep speaking, keep sharing. My guess is that you on an off day is still spitting crazy fiery truth. Like, you know what I mean? Like that is going to like there's something, as I've been talking to you, that I feel like you're like pulling the wool from the eyes, kind of a thing of like, just look at it. Don't be scared. Just look at it. Like, right? Like just see it. Okay. And honor it. And all that. Yeah. Like I think there's something so beautiful of taking the fear out of the healing journey too.
Yes.
And bringing the playfulness to it too. Cause that's something I think even in my practice, part of the reason I kind of like stepped out of therapy, it just, I felt too confined. The Gemini in me was like, rules. What are all of these things that we're doing over here? Diagnoses. I don't want to deal with this. I think it's a beautiful thing for a lot of people, but for me and my practice, I was like, I need to play in a different space. And part of it was actually, I was like, I want to have fun with my clients while they're doing hard things. I want us to laugh and giggle and get lunch and meet up with other people and go to yoga. And it was like this whole thing of like, I want to have a party, a kiki, all the stuff together with all of my people, you know, and create communities and just like just bring the fun and the light and the, you know, all of those things, while people are doing really hard things, right? Or like, or showing up and busting through the fear and getting uncomfortable in the best possible way of like, let me just break out of my shell, right? And be more and more myself. Like, it's just, I think the bringing the playfulness and the safety to it, I think, is really beautiful. I think you have an amazing quality to do that.
Thank you. Yeah, the playfulness, I always say play is medicine, and play is like the highest form of research, and play is magical. And there's so many things to that, is because I think, you know, again, not knocking conventional therapy, but it is very much in a box. And after a while, I've noticed that, like, once you've done all the digging and you have the shovel, by you holding onto the shovel keeps you in the box. And sometimes you need to, like, get out of it. And so when you're able to explore with your imagination, face things that are difficult, but as well incorporate the fun, you're able to, I don't know, bring this malleability and this flexibility for you to be able to adapt and be curious instead of judgmental and fearful. And so I think for me, to anyone listening and to us, the very fact that we're here safe recording this podcast, and whoever's listening is listening, they're safe. That means that all of the challenges, all of the times you thought you were going to die, all of the things that you never thought you were going to get through, you've gone through. You have faced so many monsters in these last 30, 40, 50 years, and you are right here listening to this moment. How can that not be a testament of your strength and ability to walk through the shadow, to walk through the fire? And so that alone, if I can hold people's hands and be like, look, the dark's not so bad. There's a lot of things we can do in the dark. I will walk with you through that, you know, shadow of the valley. But there's a lot of magic and beauty. It's the quantum field. It's the dark matter, you know, and a lot of people think, oh, the dark matter is only science. That's nothing to be scared of, but I'm scared of the dark in my closet. The dark is a dark is a dark. It's all connected within reason and with safety. But also, there's a lot of room for exploration there.
I find play is also a great way to connect with, like, men. So if you're,
yes,
if you're needing to kind of, like, heal or bring out the inner child, like, a lot of times us women will be just very much, like, straight up about it. But I've also found, like, or maybe this is just my marriage, what's more effective is playfulness, like make a joke or like,
yes,
get out and go do an activity together and then talk about the thing you're going to talk about. I've found that play is such a beautiful way also to connect with men and their inner child, because they're often like they're much more willing to like joke around with their friends and not take each other so seriously, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I know you work with a lot of men in your, in your like 9-to-5 job, even though, you know, have had a lot of experience with that. So
I did. I used my 9-to-5 as my experiment, basically. So what's interesting about play is actually a very feminine quality. So when us as women are in their playfulness, we're not nagging. We're not being their mom. We're being playful. We're being ourselves. There's no rules. we're letting go and letting loose. Men love that. Men love us being in our playful. So by you being in your energetic of feminine, you, without having to ask your husband for anything, you in turn shift that energetic where now you're in your playful, his masculine comes out and he holds you and he enjoys you and he supports you. Any issue that you might be having or challenge or tough conversation now has an air of playfulness to it because you guys are connecting. He's admiring your playfulness. You feel free and safe. And then you're able to come together. That's intimacy. That is connection. And that not only happens with your husband or boyfriend, that happens with friends, that happens with coworkers, obviously in different levels, but the energetics are always the same. And to be able to, that's the endearment as well. And you like breaking down barriers, because when you recognize the inner child in you, you recognize the inner child in others. And so that is you honoring your husband. And when your husband feels honored and respected, because you're honoring yourself and your playfulness, it's a win-win. And that's how you energetically shift those relationships. So a lot of the times I've had clients who are like, I want to divorce my husband, but he doesn't understand me. Point the finger, point the finger. And a lot of the times it's like, well, let's get inwards first. Let's allow yourself to open up your heart, take your heart out of that wounded box, see how he shifts, and then come back to me. A lot of the times there's a lot of magic created with that intimacy where it's a different partner. So I love that you brought that up because the inner child teaches so much about intimacy, vulnerability, and connection.
So amazing.
That is so profound.
I cannot wait for your podcast, and you need to do a whole episode. Yeah, seriously, please start this podcast
ASAP. We're going to listen to all of it.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I think this is so cool because it's so funny. Like, this is sparking so many things for me, too, I think, in terms of even the way that I've thought about, like, how healing can happen, right? And again, like, I love traditional therapy. I think it saves a lot of lives, never knocking it. But it is structured. To me, I think of structure when I think of that. And with play is so unstructured.
Yep.
And sometimes it's subversive. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to knock down a wall just for fun and to see what's on the other side.
Yes.
It's like adventurous and curious. Like there's all, it's an exploration. And my thought too, whenever, even as a traditional therapist, I really hated diagnosing people and putting people in boxes. Because I said, honestly, you know, mental health is such a continuum, right? And I don't like to overpathologize like the human condition because humans suffer and we go through like we journey and we do all this kind of stuff. But I was like, if I had to define like mental wellness or mental illness or mental unwellness, to me, it's mental rigidity or emotional rigidity. Anything that gets really rigid and it crystallizes and you're stuck. And I can't tell, even in a marriage or a relationship, I can't talk to so-and-so. I have these walls or I'm ruminating on this thing. I'm stuck in this little mindset and I can't break out of it. Like to me, that's where like the worst suffering and dysfunction happens. And it's really when you like break down walls and you just start to like, let me just think about it from a totally different lens.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just mess around this week. Let me experiment. Let me play around. Let me just like, what if this were true? Let me look at it from that perspective, like playing around with all this kind of stuff of like this concept of breaking down walls and exploring and not being fearful like a child, just like, I don't know, I'm going to run around and chase butterflies and like look under rocks and look for worms and stuff. And like, it's all going to be great.
That's literally the conversation me and my husband have when we reset our marriage. Like we've always had a great relationship, but we definitely were at a place like 3 years ago where it's like, let's just like reinvent this thing. Like we're at a point in our lives where we can just call the shots and figure out what we really want. So what do we want? Let's like lay it down on the table. And honestly, me, I was like, I just want unicorns and happiness all day. And I'm tired of trying to like be corporate, like 1000 over here wearing my like power suits and having to go on business trips. Cause I really love to be home. So like, how can I be home and cook you dinner and like put like be in the clouds doing creativity and seeing like rainbows and butterflies? How can I make that my existence? And same with him. He was like, I want you home, number one. And like he had his whole list of things that he wanted too. And so it was really interesting. Like when I always tell people like literally sit down and have this conversation, because I think sometimes we can also carry from childhood so many different expectations of how we are supposed to be in relationship with someone. That's even that's like romantic, but also friendship. Mm-hmm. And having the ability just to ask the person, like, what do you want out of this relationship or this experience, can be so powerful. And I know you're going to be surprised by what they say, because I really wasn't expecting to say, you know, say the things that I said in that conversation. I wasn't expecting to say, like, I want to just like chill out with rainbows and butterflies, but I do. And that is what I do all day. I go beautiful. Into my rainbow castle.
It's so interesting. It's so interesting too, because like Allison, you mentioned the mental rigidity. The mental rigidity comes from being, for lack of a better word, sucked dry. So your inner child is connected to your authentic soul. It's 4 or 5 years old, so it hasn't really had the time to be filtered out in life. The soul, the essence, the magic, the play, that is all the juice of life. And so as you grow up and you realize that this juice of life is, you think it's not necessary, you just keep going and you get drier and drier and rigid and you get stuck. And so the mental illness, I'm not a therapist, but my theory is like a lot of the anguish and a lot of the suffering is because we are not spending the time honoring who we authentically are. And at the root of ourselves, everyone is playful. Everyone has magic and sparkle and creativity. And when you approach the wall analogy, the walls of your heart, sometimes you can even go in meditation and you can tell your inner child, like, listen, put on your hard hat and get in that little bulldozer that with the wrecking ball, we're going to tear down that like wall and we're going to wreck it all up. And your inner child's going to get all devilish and be like, yeah, destruction. But it's very playful and it's very like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get messy. And we don't know what's on the other side, but you know what? We can always rebuild the wall, or we could always, there's always ways to fix things. But a lot of the times with this imagination and this like playfulness of like, today we're gonna do something that we've never done before. We're gonna go outside and play in the mud. And your inner child's like, yeah, let's do this. So in the same way that you can get children in real life hyped up to do things, eat their vegetables, to do something that scares them with the imagination, it's a reshifting of what everyone's been telling you, all the conditioning that you've learned, and you're reintroducing malleability to the walls that you've built. You're reintroducing that juice. Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah. You're reintroducing that juice. And you're remaking something flexible where before it was rigid.
I love that so much. I mean, I think that all that comes back to, I think, what all of us, like, with our various kind of focuses in terms of, like, you know, the businesses that we're building, but even just who we are as humans, right? How we show up. I do think that that's all of our mutual goals, is, like, to bring the spark and the juice and the, like, you know, and sometimes it doesn't, honestly, I feel like it doesn't always take that much to like blow a little life towards a sister or a brother or a friend over here. I'm like, let me just like,
yep,
like blow on your spark a little bit. And I think there is something about that in enabling each other to like, let it be fun and let it be juicy and give yourself permission and go a little wild and be a little rebellious against your own rules, first of all. Like, I do think there's something about this that Aaron and I always talk to about, like, the, there's kind of a spiritual desert, I feel like, a lot too, with a lot of people of our generation, where maybe some traditional religions like just don't feel like they fit the same way, or, you know, people are exploring, but it's like, I think there's something too when we forget that our spirit and our soul is hungry. It has needs and has to be like acknowledged and met and nurtured, you know, fairly frequently, right? It's, I mean, it's a huge part of ourselves. It's like, oh, well, like every other month I journal, or I go to yoga, or I tap in, or I think about that stuff. Like, there is a part of that, like, even in terms of finding the motivation and the flow and all that kind of stuff, so much of that comes down to our spirit and how lit up it is and how nurtured and how free it is, right?
Yeah. I think, like, you know, what we're seeing today is, as far as like conflict, is that so many structures are not working anymore. You go to the doctor and you have these symptoms and the doctor is like, nope, you're fine. Take this medication and that's good. But you feel that, no, something's not fine. But like, the doctor is outsourcing this healing power to the medication. they don't really see you for 15 minutes at a time. Sometimes it's hard to get an appointment. Same thing with church. You go to church, you go to confession. Oh, I'm feeling anxious and I'm feeling this pain and I don't know what it is. The priest is just like, say 5 Hail Marys and 3 Our Fathers. And you're just like, but I'm not feeling better. There's this, everyone I think got conditioned to look outside of themselves and hand over their power to get the permission to then realize like, oh, you're okay and I'm going to be fine. And what is happening now, I think, is there's no more place to run. There's no more places to outsource your power anymore because it's not working anymore. So people are trying to find different things. And so, again, going back to this analogy of facing your shadow, there is bravery. Now the bravery and the courage and the heart is needed to face and go within because that's all what we're left with. Can't run. There's going to be a point where we're not going to be able to run anywhere. Like, we're going to have to face mm-hmm. ourselves, or we can't. But like, I think that's part of this work as like healers and intuitives and finding different ways, because we know this, I think. And a lot of people are going to be asking these questions because there's not going to be any satisfaction. You think about the media. The media is like, nope, you're crazy. You're not really feeling those things. All the messages around is saying, no, you're fine. Don't pay attention. That's not working anymore. That's only creating more conflict, and that's going to come out. And it takes people who understand walking through that shadow, walking through that fear, to then grab your hand and be like, nope, you're okay. Everything's fine. Let's get you to a more grounded, secure place, and let's get you believing in yourself. No more outsourcing your power.
I love that. Amen. Amen. I mean, I think to use your language, the power, the answers are in your enchanted forest,
yep.
But you got to go in there, right? And like, that's your Amazon or whatever. Yep. You're going to find whatever remedy and like whatever your dis-ease in your life that's creating all sorts of stuff, you know, like, yeah, the answers are within. Dun, dun, dun.
I love
yeah.
that. Well, everyone, I hope everyone takes some time to trudge through their Amazon this week.
Explore. Yeah,
find their enchanted forest, their fairy
forest. Yeah. Oh man, thank you so
much.
Oh
my goodness, this was amazing.
Yay.
Thank you.
This is just truly, truly wonderful to have you on.
And thank you for taking time to go into our Akashic records and take a look at what's going on, because we were just so curious about, like, we know we've spent many lifetimes together, but what's going on? Like, what's showing up in there? So thank you so much, Elizabeth. It was so good to have you, and we're so grateful for your knowledge and your wisdom. And for anyone who wants to work with Elizabeth, we highly recommend it. Go to elizabethwarez.com. You can also follow Elizabeth on Instagram, and we'll link everything in the show notes.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for having me. This is fun.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad you had a good time.
So listener, that wraps our conversation with the amazing Elizabeth Juarez. If you love her as much as we do, please go look her up on Instagram at the.elizabethj. So keep following her because she is an absolute light in this world. We hope you have an amazing week, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Love you.